Hi, this is Sydney Barrows. This is the fourth MP3 in the fourth module, The Fear of Change, Breaking Free of the Devil You Know. And it's also the last MP3 in the Get Unstuck Foundational Program. I really do hope that you've been taking it slowly and have been waiting for at least 2 days between each MP3, because the difference in how you think and feel and act are truly much more apparent when you give your physical body and all of your energy fields and energy bodies time to acclimate and to adjust to the absence of the old energies that have been released and the presence of the new energies that have been downloaded. Now, if you'd like, in another 6 to 8 weeks, you might wish to listen to some of the MP3s again, and it doesn't have to be in order this time. I know I've personally found that going through a program or pieces of a program, a second, even a third or fourth time, depending on the program, releases different aspects of a certain clearing. So the more you repeat a clearing or a download, the more aspects or pieces of the subject of that clearing are released. Remember how you've heard me say in nearly every MP3 that it's important to get rid of as many permutations of each subject as possible? And repeating a clearing or downloads, such as in Say Yes to Success, does that. Because Source won't do an energy shift without your express permission, you must say yes every time I ask you for permission. You can say yes very softly, as long as it's out loud, and do it with a smile on your face and in your heart. And as you're doing that, tell yourself in your mind, set the intention, tell yourself that you intend to benefit in the highest possible way for whatever it is that you just gave permission for. Now, as usual, I will be entraining you to a theta brainwave state, which is a light trance, so it is particularly important that you are not driving, using a knife or any other sharp object, or doing anything else that requires your close attention. So let's get started. Find a comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed, preferably in a place where there are no electronic devices, magazines, or anything else to distract you. If you're serious about getting the most out of this MP3, you'll receive the maximum degree of positive results when you simply sit there and just be. So relax and sink into the chair or sofa, quiet your mind, and begin to pay attention to your breath. Feel the air as it enters your nostrils and follow it as it travels into your lungs and down into your belly. Breathe slowly and naturally, perhaps a bit more deeply than you usually do, but without forcing it. Relax even more and sink down into your heart space, wherever that feels right for you, as you continue to breathe in and out. Now please give me your permission to connect with you energetically by saying yes. Remember, you don't have to say it loudly, but do have a positive feeling as you say it, and as I said before, maybe even a smile on your face and in your heart, and give me a moment to do this. Very good. Now we're going to remove a very long list of the negative and disempowering programming. And the programming is made up of thoughts, feelings, ideas, beliefs, opinions, attitudes, emotions, perceptions, it's a long list, judgments, projections, conclusions, and that's not even the end of it, so I always just say, and anything else related to this, that you have about change. And this covers change in yourself as well as making change in general. And I ask the Creator to remove the following programs now. I won't know who I am if things change. I won't know who I am if things change. I won't know who I am if I make a change. I won't know how to be if things change. I won't know how to be if I change. I won't know how to be if I make a change. I won't know who I am when things change. I won't know who I am when I make a change. I won't know who I am when I make a change. I won't know how to be when things change. I won't know how to be when I change. I won't know how to be when I make a change. I won't know what to do if things change. I won't know what to do if I change. I won't know what to do if I make a change. I won't know what to do when things change. I won't know what to do when I change. I won't know what to do when I make a change. I'm afraid of how I will feel if things change. I'm afraid of how I will feel if I change. I'm afraid of how I will feel if I make a change. I'm afraid of how I will feel when things change. I'm afraid of how I will feel when I change. I'm afraid of how I will feel when I make a change. I'm afraid of what it would be like if things change. I'm afraid of what it would be like if I change. I'm afraid of what it would be like if I make a change. I'm afraid of what it would be like when things change. I'm afraid of what it would be like when I change. I'm afraid of what it would be like when I make a change. I fear that change won't be as great as I think it is. I fear that change won't be as much fun as I think it would be. I fear that change won't make me happy. I fear that change isn't worth who I'd need to be to get it. I fear that change isn't worth what I'd need to do to get it. I fear that changing is too hard. I fear that changing is just too much work. I fear that I'll find out change just isn't worth it. I fear making a change is too hard. I fear making a change is too much work. I fear I'll find out making a change just isn't worth it. I'm afraid I won't like the results if I change. I'm afraid I won't like the results when I change. I'm afraid I won't like the results if I make a change. I'm afraid I won't like the results when I make a change. I'm afraid I'll wish I hadn't changed. I'm afraid I'll be sorry I changed. I'm afraid I'll never be able to go back to the way things were before I changed. I'm afraid I'll end up being worse off than I was before I changed. I'm afraid I'll wish that I hadn't made a change. I'm afraid I'll be sorry I made a change. I'm afraid I'll never be able to go back to the way things were before I made a change. I'm afraid I'll end up being worse off than I was before I made a change. And anything else related to everything I just mentioned that's specific to you that I didn't specifically say, known and unknown, to be included here and for it all to be released, healed, dissolved, deactivated, and cleared from your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and sent up to Creator's light to be transmuted into love and light, and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes, and please give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace everything that we just deactivated and cleared with the exact opposite positive energies and any other empowering energies that Source selects specifically for each one of you at this time, and for it all to be downloaded, instilled, integrated, and activated into your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. Please give me your permission to do this by saying yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'd like to download the energy of intention, that any energy shifts that you've made today that have prevented energy work you've previously experienced from being processed and activated to now be processed and activated in the highest and best way in accordance with your divine timing, which is determined by Source. Please say yes to allow me to do this and give me a few moments to complete it. Now we're going to finish up by asking Source to energetically align and update all of your energy fields and energy bodies, synchronize them with your etheric body, and bring all of them into balance with your divine path. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes and give me several moments to complete it. This will take a little longer than the others have. Sit quietly for another minute or two, and if you have some water handy, please do have some. Water helps your body wash out old energy, so it's a really good idea to drink a lot of it when you're experiencing energy shifts like these. Some of you may have felt energy leaving your body or your energetic field during the clearing, and some of you may feel, lighter in some way. Some of you will feel nothing at all, and that's fine. It doesn't mean that nothing happened. Not everybody feels something. Most of the time, I don't feel anything when I do this kind of thing. So don't worry about it. It did happen, I promise you. Be aware in the future. Hopefully it will start maybe tomorrow. It's possible after you listen to it today. But tomorrow, possibly after a sleep cycle, watch how you may be feeling differently or thinking differently, even reacting to things differently than you did before. Now that the fears having to do with change, are being released and have been released, and all those positive energies have replaced them. Now, as I said, some of you may notice a change immediately, but more often than not, it really does take a sleep cycle, maybe even two or three. I know it takes me two or three before you can tell a difference. So keep an eye out when it comes to making choices. That will probably be the first results you notice. You'll make different choices, because when you're not afraid of change, then you're more willing to do things, make a choice to do things, than you were before. So please be good to yourself, kind to your body, give it time to adjust and get acclimated to all these energy shifts. And again, please be sure to drink lots of water for the next several days. If possible, get plenty of sleep. And as you've heard me say before, it's possible but not likely that you might experience a bit of a reaction after receiving a Healy like this one. And these reactions could be physical, psychological, or emotional. If this happens to you, once again, don't be concerned. The best thing to do is embrace whatever is going on and thank it for being evidence that you're benefiting from whatever it was that we just, from everything that we just did. Most people don't have any reactions at all unless they've overloaded their system, so just don't expect them. Just don't be surprised if something does briefly show up. Now I'm going to disconnect from you energetically. After washing away any energies that you may have picked up from me or anyone else while we've been together. Give me a minute to do that. And I want to thank you so much for participating in this program. Please enjoy these new energies and being free of the old ones. And this is Sydney Barrows wishing you a great rest of your life.